Coast Radio News for Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. I'm George Henry. Last night, the Port of Saisla passed a resolution declaring a state of emergency. During the past several months, the boat launch at the port has been closed due to dredging along the marina, and more recently has been closed due to the restrictions put on by Governor Brown's executive order on March 23rd regarding stay home, save lives. According to Port Manager David Huntington, keeping the launch closed was the safe and responsible thing to do, even though at their core the commissioners wanted to remain open, but overall public safety was of the utmost importance. The launch and fish cleaning areas will remain closed until further notice. The port office lobby is also closed to the public, but staff is available by phone. City Manager Aaron Reynolds says the City of Florence is getting updates regarding the COVID-19 epidemic from county, state, and federal sources and is coordinating with the West Lane Emergency Operations Group. She says locally, the city depends on the resources provided by those agencies rather than spending local manpower to try to recreate information that is widely available and accurate.
You won't see a lot of things created out of the City of Florence. See us more as a portal to all the resources and or orders that are coming down from the federal, state, and county level.
The City of Florence maintains a page on its website that has all the links to pertinent information on the pandemic at ci.florence.or.us. Lane County has reported four more cases of COVID-19. Three of the four new cases are from the Eugene-Springfield area. One is a female in her 30s who is medically stable in a private residence. The second is a female in her 80s who is also medically stable at home. The third is a male in his 60s who is currently hospitalized in stable condition. And the fourth is a male in his 50s who is hospitalized in stable condition. Lane County is only saying that he is from outside the Eugene-Springfield area. There are currently 610 cases of COVID-19 in the state. 16 of those are Lane County residents. To date, 12,277 individuals have tested negative for the virus, and 12,883 tests have been administered in Oregon. Saisla School Superintendent Andy Grez-Kowiak says the schools are hoping to have a distance learning for all plan in place by April 13th. The current packets that have been distributed were designed to keep students engaged during the extended spring break that resulted from Governor Brown's order. Grez-Kowiak says there is currently no specific information on when school might reopen, even though a date of April 28th is the current end of the restrictions, but they are planning for worst case and the possibility that school will not return this academic calendar. He says there is also no current guidance available regarding graduation. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, March 31st, 2020.